What's up, you hooligans? Different intro this week. Bozo over there yelled his head off at LSU beating the dog doo-doo out of Alabama Saturday. Episode 10 here, though. Like I said, a little different intro. We're going to recap some things. We also want to apologize. All we did was rank games last week. Bias. We're retarded, I guess. I don't know. We skipped over some pretty dang good games.
We skipped the games somehow. There must have been that many ranked games. there must have been that
I
many ranked games.
Before I recorded this.
Give me some Marble Reds, please. Thank you. Go Tigers. See, I could do the Ed Orgeron now without even trying.
Go Tigers.
Nice.
Well, yeah, I mean, should we just go ahead and just get this one out of the way? Because it's going to be the longest one we're talking about.
Yeah, let's just talk. It ain't going to be that long.
All right.
I said LSU.
So LSU went in there, tried to get screwed. The ref screwed them, gave Alabama 10 points, and they still lost. And that's all I got to say about it.
Yeah, I said y'all beat the dog doo-doo out of it. You really didn't.
Good all right, your turn.
All around, and I'm not mad about it. I'm not mad about going on the road and losing to a top 10 football team by a point. I'm not mad about it.
No, but seriously, great game. Alabama loses their second game of the year on the last play of the game on the road. And we'll get into the rankings, and I want to know whoever said LSU is not a top 10 team, where you at now? We should be number one, but hey. We got blown out by Tennessee and lost to Florida State, or we'd be number one. Nah, I don't think we'd be number one. We'd probably be number two.
Number two, Georgia would be number one. Gotta love when the dog barks in the background. Anyway, I'm just gonna give you my takeaways from that game from an Alabama fan perspective. Receivers still unable to get separation against a pretty average, mediocre back end for LSU's secondary. Front offensive line couldn't block a bunch of Girl Scouts. I don't even know what's going on there. Number 40, Perkins for LSU. Kid's a dog. He plays with a lot of heart. Give credit to him. He caused a lot of issues Saturday night. You informed me earlier.
That's what Alabama doesn't have.
Yeah, we don't have anybody like that. That guy, and I guarantee you, if your defense, your LSU's defense is pretty good, but if they were a bad defense and you had that guy, they would rally around him, and I think they did Saturday. There was a lot of plays where Alabama's offense looked lost. I will say a big factor in this game that I haven't seen many people talking about, too, is the field position. Early in that game, LSU dominated field position.
And we kept flipping it when we didn't and pinned y'all in inside like the 10.
Alabama's offense.
I know at least twice.
It was three times in a row. Alabama's offense looked like they couldn't do anything. Inside 10-yard line and back, y'all pinned us there three times in a row, I'm pretty sure. And
Bryce Young had a great game. He threw the ball 51 times, but he was looking back. I started watching a replay of the game. Watched about half of the first quarter. And Bryce Young was under pressure pretty much the entire game.
The whole game. He didn't have time to do anything.
It just felt like he was getting pressured constantly.
He didn't have time to do anything. And I said receivers didn't get separation. Take a guess at who Alabama's leading receiver is right now. Take a wild guess at who it is.
Oh, I know who it is. They've said it on local sports about 100 times. It's a freaking running back.
Jahmyr Gibbs is Alabama's leading receiver. And he's the running back. And, okay, in today's game.
LSU's leading rusher is Jane Daniels.
In today's game, though, I mean, your running back is a staple of your passing offense. So, it's not that
but
bad.
It shouldn't
it's,
be the leading
it's,
receiver.
If he's the leading receiver, it wouldn't be that bad if somebody was close to him. But nobody's close to him on that roster. Like I said, I'm not mad or upset. I know a lot of Alabama fans talk about their – upset they lost the game, mad. A lot of people saying dynasty over. Until Saban's gone, the dynasty's going to be there. Because odds are, even though this year's
well,
pretty
we can
much
also
a wonder,
say this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Dynasty's a bit of a stretch at this point because y'all haven't. There hasn't been like a dynasty stretch since like 08 to, what was it, 12? Like that stretch of years was a dynasty.
Yeah, the turn. This is
ever since. How many championships do I have since then?
Since
two?
12. Three since 12.
Or three?
Yeah, three.
Yeah, and then I know one of those you didn't even win the SEC, and the other one was COVID.
But the term dynasty, I would say it's not based upon are you winning championships. Look at every year they have a chance. They're up there with the odds to win it. They've made the playoff every year except for 14 and 19. Like, I mean, that
well,
in
they
itself,
still have better odds than LSU to make the playoffs right now. So
I don't understand that, but hey, so everyone knows something we don't.
It's real, dude. I'll tell you, there's a playoff predictor, and they have a better.
Yeah, Alabama's got like a 10% chance, and LSU had like a 7% chance. I saw that, and I didn't understand, but I don't know. But
yeah, so I'm like, I just want to run through this. It's funny.
Go ahead.
They have a 15% chance. USC 7, us 6, Utah 3,
yeah.
Ole Miss 2, and UCLA
2.
I
think that chance is based upon the fact that Tennessee's going to lose another game. I don't know how. I don't know who they're losing to. I'm pretty sure all that's left on their game is Missouri.
You can judge it off of it.
But I think they're basing it off of LSU's probably not beating Georgia and Atlanta in December. I don't know.
No.
That's why you play the game.
What if we do?
But at that point, even that would be LSU's third loss, but LSU would still have head-to-head. And that's where the argument of Tennessee, and if LSU wins the SEC, are they a lock? There's so much that has to happen, in my opinion, and there's so much to talk about.
I'll say this little playoff predictor, you got LSU, win out, win conference title. They have a 56% chance to make it.
Yeah, and that I think is reasonable. I mean, it shouldn't be. You should have a 50-50 shot at that point. You're a conference champion. It's just your two losses, and all the other conference champions are probably going
to
have one.
It's
loss.
Not even the Florida State loss. It's the blowout to Tennessee.
It's that blowout Tennessee loss that's hurting. Florida State loss hurts, but it doesn't hurt as bad as getting beat by
But Tennessee's worse because Tennessee could get in over us.
They might. If
that's what's
going to
make it tough.
If we beat Georgia,
that means we beat Alabama, Ole Miss, and the number one team.
Yeah, and then, okay, so then
this
in my opinion.
Tough, but we're not going to beat Georgia. So.
In my opinion, you should put three SEC teams in if you get to that point.
Yeah, Georgia, Tennessee, and LSU.
Exactly.
And the Big Ten champ.
Yeah, but. This
is why
hard.
The 12-team playoff's coming.
It's why it's coming, but it's also going to diminish the value of a game that happened Saturday night. Like, that game doesn't matter. It's not as big as it was. Nobody cares because LSU and Alabama, win or lose, are probably still both top 10, or I'll say top 12 teams, like, honestly. LSU
yeah,
would not have fallen
then,
very far with a loss right there.
And the Tennessee loss?
Doesn't matter.
Flip the switch.
It
since that game.
Yeah,
we're,
and that loss doesn't matter in a 12-team playoff. You can lose a game and still be okay because LSU's brand and value and name is up there with the likes of Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia. Like,
yeah.
When you hear LSU, you think, okay, that's a good football team. But.
Yeah, historically.
But, you know, can't win them all, and LSU played the better game.
Yeah, I keep the receipts, and I know we were picked to win 5 or 6 games. And I said after the Florida State game, we could still have 9 wins.
Yeah, I
you
laughed
said,
at you.
What did you say, 8?
I said I could see 8 at the best. I saw y'all going 8-4. Losses to –
I mean, it's still possible.
My pick was never for y'all to lose at Florida State. How did y'all lose in Alabama, Arkansas, possibly A&M, and Auburn, I think?
I'm pretty sure you said Ole Miss, Alabama, Florida – and A&M and Arkansas.
So I had you at 7-5. That's probably all right. But at the beginning of the year, that was
a lot. Well, you're not the only one.
At the beginning of the year, though, when you base
I didn't
off,
see this.
You can't. And
my ceiling for this year for us was 10 wins.
And when you see, okay, Ole Miss got a top 10 football team. Arkansas at one point had a top 10 football team. A&M at one point had a top 10 football team. And you're bringing in a new coach. It's like, odds are you're not going to do that. Then all these teams start falling apart, and 10 wins looks – if you don't win 10 games, it might be a disappointment. Like, you got to win. You should win.
Arkansas is a trap game, though.
But
in the back of my head, Arkansas has got me a little shaky.
Let's move on to some other games. Obviously, LSU, huge win. Huge win. Brian Kelly going for it right there. Huge opportunity. Huge game decision. Paid off. Great game. But let's jump into some other games now. I'm going to pull up ESPN's.
Yeah, so Friday night, you had number 23, Oregon State, at Washington. I'm pretty sure we both picked Washington.
I sent it to you. Yeah, I don't have my phone close by. Here it is. I'll pull that up, too, real quick. I forgot about that. Oh, man.
Yeah, so while you're pulling that up, there's not much to say about that game. But the game of the day, Tennessee at Georgia. This scoreline does not tell the story of this game.
Not at all.
We're just straight up, man, Tennessee for 60 minutes.
That Georgia started running clock in the second half. The rain started, and they knew they had the game won. I mean, let's be real. They didn't have to throw it. They just started milking clock. You picked Tennessee. I picked Georgia. Tennessee the bright lights got to them, man. Offense did not look like anything we've seen.
Yeah, they did not show up.
Their defense, not good. We knew that going in. Georgia could have won this game 45-13 if they wanted to. I mean, let's be real. So, like you said, score not very.
I just want to know what happened to Ohio State.
I mean, the thing that makes me mad about this Ohio State game is that they're getting the excuse of, oh, the weather was bad. But if any other team, Alabama, Georgia, anybody played in bad weather and struggled like that, they would get blasted. They would get absolutely blasted.
I mean, you struggled against a one-win team.
Oh, yeah, that's embarrassing. I mean,
so that tells me if Ohio State loses, which I think they're going to Michigan, they're out.
I think Ohio State's not in the playoff. At the end of the year, if Michigan beats Ohio State, and I'm pretty sure they will, Ohio State's done.
And I think Clemson's out.
Yeah,
Clemson's out.
It surprised me that
we got blown out. And
it surprised me that they had Clemson in the top 10. Yeah, and I told you straight up, I didn't hesitate. I said Notre Dame off the rip.
No, I Notre Dame too, but I didn't see a blowout.
No. It was a funny clip from game day, though.
I don't know if anybody did.
I wonder if this will pick up my phone if I play the volume, because that was funny.
Just go for it.
I woke up this morning, and it's a flip. It's a flip for me. I'm flipping. Because my buddy Lee Bryce, country music singer, Clemson fan, he never called me. He never reached out. That's the reason.
So Pat McAfee drops that on live college game day. Funniest thing I've ever seen on game day. I mean, I think it can't
top. That was the funniest thing since Lee Corso said, oh, fuck it.
Yeah, it can't top that, but that was funny. That whole desk right there went with Clemson.
It was like the emphasis on the buh. Like the emphasis on that was...
But Luke Bryan, he went on there, he picked Notre Dame because Lee Bryce never called him. And he was right. But that was a funny moment.
Clemson, call Lee Bryce, it's his fault.
Yeah. Honestly, Clemson, it's Lee Bryce.
Michigan rolls.
Michigan rolls, struggled early, though. Struggled early. They were down 17-14 at half. Michigan struggled early.
And I'm really shocked that TCU's in the top four right now.
I'm not. I think they deserve to be there. I don't.
No. Go look at their games, man.
No, I understand. I understand. I understand all that, but you can't knock a team. The Big 12 right now. Look, I'm probably gonna get hate for saying this. Big 12 right now is probably the deepest conference in college football. Like, I mean, think about it. Look at the records of some of the teams.
Deepest pile of shit.
No, they just got some good teams, in my opinion. They've got some good teams.
Yeah? Are you sure? Because the closest team to TCU has three losses.
What? Okay, what's the worst record in the Big 12 and the worst record in other conferences? Go compare
three and
that.
6.
Okay, so 6 losses. Big 10's got a team that's 1-8. SEC's probably got a team that's got more than 6 losses. I'm telling you right now, ACC probably doesn't even
it's
have
Vanderbilt,
a team.
Though.
It doesn't matter. Vanderbilt would get destroyed in the Big 12 too. If that's your argument, I'm just saying Big 12 is probably the deepest conference.
I'm just saying that TCU's last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games
have
been 10 points.
It's not pretty. But a win's a win.
It's
you
not
can't
pretty.
Knock them for
you're telling me if you want to put another Big 12 team in the playoffs and watch them get throttled by whoever they play,
no,
then I guess go ahead.
I don't think TCU's making the playoff because sneak peek, TCU's losing at 18 Texas this weekend at 6:30 on ABC. But I just think you can't.
All right,
you can't
real
hold
quick,
them out of the top four
real
with the Tennessee
with the playoff
loss.
Rankings. Do you think? All right, I understand that. So Tennessee or TCU at 4. You're telling me Tennessee, Oregon, LSU, maybe USC, Alabama, Clemson, Ole Miss. I mean, this goes on. You're telling me those teams couldn't beat TCU? Because I feel like they can.
The only team you named right there I don't know that I think would struggle with TCU would be Clemson, honestly. Maybe Ole Miss would struggle.
You think USC would beat them?
I think USC would. I think Alabama would. I think LSU would. Oregon would boat race TCU.
No, I think all those teams would blow them out.
I don't think Clemson would. I genuinely don't think Clemson would beat TCU.
Okay, well, I think Alabama would, LSU would, Oregon probably
agree,
would,
I agree.
Tennessee would.
I agree, and I agree out of the top
Ole Miss
four.
Probably would too, because Ole Miss's offense
I don't know.
Insane.
Ole Miss' defense is just
– Look, but yeah, they got to be at
the
four
point.
Right now.
The point we're at right now is they're undefeated. They're probably going to win the Big 12. I mean, even with a loss, I think they can still be in the – they have a championship game now, the Big 12 does, so – Even then, they can still.
Yeah.
TCU loses. I think their playoff hopes
they
are
still
done.
They still got to beat Iowa State.
They still got to beat Iowa State. They got to go to Texas this weekend. That Texas team has gotten a lot better. But
so Clemson's out, right?
I think Clemson's done. Speaking on the ACC, they've got a sleeper team in the ACC right now. North Carolina, right now, man.
That not looking
team
so
is,
bad.
No, they got a chance. They can
I mean,
probably
close
win the ACC.
Virginia, but
eh, they can probably win the ACC. We'll have to
they
see.
They still won't get in.
No. If they win the ACC, they still don't get in. I agree with that. It'll be
so.
Really...
My thing is, real quick. So if LSU say we do beat Georgia and Oregon finishes 12-1, winning the Pac-12. How do they judge that?
Well, rephrase your question. I don't really understand what
I mean,
you're
Oregon
asking.
Oregon got blown out. LSU. All right, so Oregon wins out, wins Pac-12. Mm-hmm. LSU wins out, beats Georgia. Who gets in? The team that beat Georgia or the team that got blown out by Georgia?
In my opinion, if
or
LSU
Tennessee get in.
If LSU wins out in fashion of beating – I think for LSU to get in, you have to beat Arkansas by 17 or more. You have to finish out your regular season beating everybody by 17 or more. Yeah. And then I think to get in, you'd have to beat Georgia by at least 10 or more. You'd have to show that you compete
that's
and
fair.
You can handle. I think that's LSU's only hope because, in my opinion – if Oregon goes on and keeps winning the way they're doing and they keep winning in the fashion they're doing and win the Pac-12 championship by a score of, you know, 20-plus, beat them by 20-plus, I think Oregon still gets – that helps Tennessee get in my opinion. If Oregon handles the Pac-12
yeah,
like that, because that loss – that loss that Oregon has, a 40-point
loss –
Tennessee's
only
loss
is to the number one team on the road.
Well, that's Oregon's argument, too. I mean, it was neutral site, but it was to the number one team. It was worse than Tennessee's, though, and I think that's going to come into play.
I mean, regardless of the scoreline of Tennessee, they got dominated. They only lost by 14.
Yeah, they only lost by 14, but they could have lost by 30. And so And going back, if you look at the Tennessee, Hendon Hooker missed a lot of throws. He had Hyatt open deep several times. Georgia's defense is really good though, so you know they threw some stuff, twisted.
So you're saying Georgia is still beatable?
Georgia is still very beatable. I think they've separated themselves. I think they're definitely the number one team, and no one's close to them. But I don't think they're just this perfect, unbeatable team. I think Michigan could give Georgia a hell of a fight. I really do. Michigan's really physical.
Defense is shaky, man.
Michigan's really physical. They go watch their offense. It's impressive what they're doing. They're just as explosive as Ohio State, just not in the same form of that Michigan wants to run the ball. They want to impose their will and run the ball. But TCU, you can't keep
them. Yeah, so a little sidetrack there. TCU struggled again.
They struggled again, but you can't keep them out of the top four. 9-0, 6-0. Now,
no, not right now. No.
You've seen – the thing is, though, last week they had Alabama above them. And this week it wouldn't have made me mad if Tennessee was sitting at 4 and TCU was at 5. I wouldn't have been upset with that.
No, Tennessee should have been 4.
I think so, but it is what it is. They've got undefeateds all sitting in the top four.
So I will say this. With TCU struggling like they are, that means a loss is probably coming.
Oh, yeah. That's why I think Texas this week is going to be a game to circle. Yeah. Hey, Ohio State, go look at the Pac-12. Look at Oregon playing a one-win team. Go look at how they handled that. Yeah, okay. 49-10.
They both played on the road. 49-10. The sun was out, bro. The sun was out.
49-10, Oregon beats Colorado. Ohio State, take notes. Worth noting that USC played at home. Well, I don't know. Where does Cal play? I don't know. But, yeah, struggle. 6-point win.
Struggle.
So, USC and TCU might actually end up being a good game. I think USC can beat them, but I think it'll be a good game if they ended up somehow playing. Since you were asking, did I think these teams could beat them?
USC,
Oregon, USC, and UCLA are USC's all 8-1 and 5-1 in Pac-12. Oregon 6-0 in Pac-12, but USC – they all have the same record.
Georgia
right now
has the best loss.
Oregon has the best loss, yeah.
Yeah.
You said Georgia. Yeah, it's fine. UCLA beats Arizona State 50-36. Not impressive, but hey, win's a win. Texas. Huge win over Kansas State. Kansas State came in big headed.
Kansas State was rolling in that game. They were rolling going into the game.
Mm-hmm.
We said it, did we not?
Speaking of, why is this listed like this? I don't know. Anyways, Texas, big win, in my opinion. On the road, right?
Yeah, Utah, another win, still in contention for the Pac-12.
The Pac-12 is interesting still. Penn State handles Indiana.
They only have one loss in conference.
Yeah, Pac-12 is really interesting. Penn State beats Indiana, still a top 15 team.
Yeah.
This Big Ten, Michigan State beats Illinois 23-15.
No, I will say this about the Big Ten. The Big Ten probably has the best defenses in college football.
Right now, yeah, probably.
Like, hands down.
But Michigan State, that's a big win. And with everything going on with that program right now, I don't know. It's hard for me to even want to talk about them. But anyways,
yeah, I don't know what happened to Illinois.
Brett Bielema, something he does, man. They stopped making noise. They went
North
quiet.
Carolina wins.
Hey, I just talked about North Carolina. North Carolina. They struggled against Virginia, but they're 8-1 and 5-0 in the ACC, looking like Clemson and North Carolina are going to be playing for an ACC championship. Like you just mentioned, Kansas and Oklahoma State, I think we picked Oklahoma State to bounce back, and we were wrong. Both of us picked Oklahoma State.
So
also,
Clemson and North Carolina's losses are to Notre Dame.
Wow, that's interesting. I did not know that. I would like to say Texas at Kansas State. You pick K-State. I pick Texas. I don't think Oklahoma State. We at Kansas. We both pick Okie State. We're about to talk about this next game here. Syracuse at Pitt. We both picked Syracuse, and Pitt got the win by 10 points. So I literally said I was not picking against – I was not picking Pitt anymore. They keep disappointing me, and here they go winning a game. So.
And then Wake Forest, NC State, great game.
Great game. I picked Wake Forest. You picked NC State. Great pick by you. Hartman, pretty good game. 29 for 48, 400 yards, 2 touchdowns. Not bad.
3 picks, though.
Yeah. Hartman's a good quarterback. And then UCF.
The other games we completely forgot about. Yeah, go ahead and say
UCF beats Memphis 35-28. You picked UCF. I picked Memphis. Memphis made it a good game. UCF's just too much in the end. And then, yeah, that's all the ranked games. So now we need to talk about the games we apologize for missing.
I'm not going to talk about all of them, clearly, but Florida State blew out Miami.
I want to talk about one specifically. Auburn at Mississippi State. Hell of a fight from Auburn. Come back in that game. I mean, you were just fired your coach. First game for Cadillac Williams, interim.
Showed fight. And,
yeah, they showed some fight, I think. And then Auburn, I know we're not talking about next week yet, but they got A&M at home. They've sold out this week. Jordan Harris sold out, so
yeah, they're going to show up. Win.
They're going to show
someone's
up.
Someone's got
to
win.
Air Force, they beat Army. They
Auburn's still in the SEC. Hang on.
Okay, yeah, you're good.
Yeah, Commanders. Yep. Yeah, Liberty beat Arkansas.
Yeah, Liberty beat Arkansas.
Completely.
So that just highlights to me that Auburn's going to go hard after Hugh Freeze.
So look, I'm not going to lie, dude. I would have picked Liberty in this game because I almost picked him in my parlay instead of LSU.
I would have picked Liberty. I would have.
Looks like I should
have
took out Tennessee.
And then one more in the SEC, and we'll wrap up SEC. Well, two more I want to talk about in the SEC. Florida beats A&M 41-24. Not a surprise there. Haynes King had to play this game. The freshman, can't think of his name right now, flu. Texas A&M got hit with the flu bug, had some guys out. But Florida dominated this game. It was a shootout early. It was 24-20 at halftime,
shut
and
out.
Then
shut out in the second
Florida
half.
Shut them
oh,
out.
Oh yeah,
in the
then Arkansas
half.
Shut Liberty out in the second half too.
Didn't matter. And then the other one I wanted to talk about
matter.
In the SEC.
We're talking about Kentucky and Missouri.
Yeah, Kentucky and Missouri. I thought I would have picked Missouri in this game. Missouri 21-17, they lose to Kentucky, but Missouri's front, their front seven on the defensive side of the ball. I watched some of this game. They were. Dude, they made Kentucky's O-line look silly. They had those kids in blue on their butts every play. It was fun to watch. Missouri's pretty physical. I think Missouri has Tennessee this week. I'm not saying they're going to upset them. They're at Tennessee at 11 a.m. But watch for Missouri to give Tennessee a little fight. And then are there any others that we want to really?
Big 12, Baylor, Oklahoma, 38-35, classic Big 12 shootout. Might have been a good game. I don't know. Didn't watch. I was busy.
No. It's hard to watch when Oklahoma's just – they've fallen apart. 5-4. 2-4 in the Big 12. I think his name's Dylan Gabriel, right? He's a good quarterback, though. Yeah, Dylan Gabriel for Oklahoma. He's a good quarterback. Probably got some good years left in him. He went – goodness gracious, where did the stats go? I just had it pulled up. It doesn't matter. He had a good game. 22 for 34, 261 yards, 2 touchdowns. He's a good quarterback. And then UAB. UAB loses another one. UTSA 44, UAB 38.
Another one possession loss, right?
Double overtime loss. This UAB team, 4-5, 2-4 in Conference USA, it is not what we're used to seeing here in Birmingham from that team. I think they miss Bill Clark a lot. And then, like I said, Air Force, they beat Army and win the Commander's Commander-in-Chief Trophy. It's their first one since 2016. Also,
yeah,
did you see what Kansas did? Did you see what Kansas did at Tennessee? They threw some shade at Tennessee.
Yeah.
That was
good
funny.
It needed. They said, yeah. we don't need the money.
Oh, yeah, Kansas, bowl eligible. We didn't even touch on that. They're bowl eligible for the first time in
good
I don't know how many
job.
Years. So, good job to Loophole, I think is his name. We talked about it a few weeks back. Great job. Great job going in there and turning that program around.
Yeah, on the week 11 now. We'll just start with the ranked games, then we'll go back through.
Yeah, this week's kind of boring, too. I mean, there's a little
Colorado at USC. This is more or less a bye week. There's only really one good game.
I mean, there's a lot of good games. It's just not.
Yeah.
It is what it is. It's that point in the season. Next week's really going to be boring. Just a heads up, next week's episode for predictions is going to be pretty mediocre. We're not picking this USC-Colorado game. USC wins that by 30. If Oregon can beat them 49-10, right. USC can
Indiana,
beat them.
Ohio State.
This note that shared with you, I'm just going to delete all our last week's predictions and just put the new ones on here. Who'd you say? Indiana at Ohio State? Ohio State will win that.
Yeah.
We're not really picking it. Just talking about it. Ohio State wins that. They're going to look a lot better this week. Indiana's not a good football team. I mean, neither is Northwestern, but Ohio State's at home, and they'll
yeah, it looks like the sun will be out.
Yeah, they'll win. Missouri at Tennessee. This is the game you said Kentucky, the Kentucky game wasn't going to be pretty. I think this is the game that's not going to be
this
pretty
is the
for
one.
Tennessee. Yeah. They'll win.
Tennessee clearly got shaken up, and how will they respond?
We'll see. Because Missouri's physical.
Missouri's,
yeah.
I don't
know. Hey, remember, Missouri only lost to Georgia by 4. So.
I mean, really, you go look at all of Missouri's losses outside of Kansas State, it's all one possession games. So,
are we picking this Missouri Tennessee? Do you want to put this down?
I'm gonna pick Tennessee, but
I was about to say
close.
I think since we're both saying it's gonna be close, we should do it. I'm going Tennessee too.
Yeah, it's trap game. LSU at Arkansas.
LSU at Arkansas.
Yeah, I say this is a trap game because one big win last week, and it's 11 a.m. kickoff.
LSU won.
That's all I gotta say about it. We should win. I just can't get caught up in the moment. I don't think Brian Kelly's gonna let him.
No, I think that this game right here, it is a trap game. I apologize for the yelling in the background. I don't know what the dogs in there doing, but anyways, this is a trap game. This is a trap game. LSU will win, though. I don't know. I don't think it'll be close. I think
LSU that's my birthday. Away. We can't lose on my birthday. Can't lose on my birthday.
That is your birthday.
Yeah.
This Saturday, what are we doing? What are we doing for your birthday?
Notre Dame at Navy. Me, dude? I don't know. I got like 3 people asking me what I'm doing. My dad, my mom.
And now me? Well, shoot.
My girlfriend? Oh, by the way, my girlfriend asked me when I was watching the replay. She's like, do you love football more than me? I said, I've been watching football for like 20 years. I've known you for 7 months.
I got something to say.
What do you think?
Long neck, ice cold beer never broke my heart, and beer goes great with football. So there you
Facts.
Go, woman. All right, anyways.
Notre Dame at Navy.
We should plan something for your
Notre
birthday.
Dame should
we
roll.
Should do something. But yeah, Notre Dame will roll. They're not going to let that number by their name get to them. They're finally, Marcus Freeman's got them where he wants them. They're going to probably win out. I don't know who's left on their schedule before I say they're going. Oh, they got USC at USC at the end of the year. Circle that. That'll be interesting. That'll be a really good game. But Notre Dame, they'll probably win their next two, and we'll see what they do at the end of the year. But very well could finish at 9-3 with one bad loss to Marshall, really, and that's it.
Yeah, it didn't look good in the beginning of the year. Completely.
I'm not mad at them for losing to – oh, that Stanford loss isn't good either. Okay, they've got 2 bad losses. They should probably be 8-1 right now, to be honest with you. Oh, well. They'll be all right. They'll go into next year.
Yeah. Purdue at Illinois. Illinois looking to bounce back.
Illinois will bounce back here. Yeah, Purdue at
Cannon
Illinois.
Will.
I'll put this game down. Purdue.
Oh, Kentucky's ranked. Cool.
Yeah, they got in again. Who'd you said Illinois. I'm going Illinois too. We've picked the same teams every time. Let's mix it up. Vanderbilt at Vandy Kentucky. Okay, Vandy. Well, you're taking
I'm
Vandy.
Just kidding. No.
I'm going Kentucky. You know what? I don't even care if I'm going to go Vandy. Give me Van. No, they're at Kentucky.
No, you're not.
I can't do that. I can't do that.
Even if that was on an island in the middle of nowhere, Vanderbilt's not winning.
No, Vanderbilt's just not there. 0-5 in SEC, 3-6 overall. Kentucky's 18-point favorite. I don't know why they're only an 18-point favorite, but okay. Oklahoma at West Virginia. Probably end up being a good game, but it doesn't look like it's going to be. Liberty at UConn.
Why are you in unranked games already?
Why is Liberty? I'm just going through the time that it goes through, like the time that they kick off.
Oh, hell no. Nebraska at Michigan.
Michigan wins. I don't know why you even care.
All right, what about this one?
How is
Alabama
Liberty not ranked?
At Ole Miss.
How is Liberty not ranked? Question. How are they not
ranked? They are.
No, they're not.
Are they not?
No. How are they not ranked?
They were 23. Oh, that's disrespectful.
It doesn't have a number. It says they were number 23 after they beat Arkansas, or before they beat Arkansas. So what happened? Liberty, what happened? Anyways.
Liberty's ranked in the AP poll at 19.
Okay, when they're not in the playoff poll?
Not ranked in the playoffs.
Okay. Well, I'm done. I'm done with the playoff poll. I don't like it anymore. Anyways, Michigan beats Nebraska. Alabama at Ole Miss. Alabama's 12-point favorite. I mean, I'm surprised by that 12-point favorite. Over-under 64.5, 100%.
You know they were
a 14-point
favorite against LSU.
I'm hitting the over on that 64.5. Ole Miss' defense is very bad, and their offense is very prolific. Alabama probably wins this game 52-49. That's going to be your final score.
It's at Ole Miss.
Yeah. Sad Ole Miss against Lane Kiffin. What else? What else do you want to say about it? Because it really don't matter at this point.
True. Alabama wins.
Alabama's going to win. It's going to be a shootout. It's going to be a shootout. This one's interesting. Louisville at Clemson.
Might be a good game.
This one intrigues me a little bit.
Yeah.
Louisville beat Wake Forest
Clemson's
2 weeks ago.
Bounce back, though.
I don't know, man.
Louisville's been rolling though.
They've been rolling. I'm gonna go Louisville here. Louisville at Clemson.
Yeah, I think Clemson's not losing at home.
I'm gonna go Louisville. I think they're on the right track, and Clemson's on a downward spiral. And we both went Alabama, right? I didn't put it down for some reason.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I got Louisville
Maryland
at Clemson
at
winning.
Penn State.
Penn State.
Penn State should win.
Penn State, man, I don't know.
I mean, Penn State's two losses are the best teams in the Big Ten, so.
Yeah, that's true. They'll probably win that game. Yeah, I agree with you. They'll probably win that game.
Don't let those two losses fool you.
No, they'll win that game. I'm not going to even put that down. They'll win that game. We're not going to pick this one either. Boston College at NC State. NC State will win that game.
Yeah, no. UCF
this
Tulane.
One's interesting.
Tulane's
UCF
rolling.
At Tulane.
LSU could end up playing Tulane in a New Year's Six Bowl, and that would be great.
But they're not going to. You know why they're not going to? UCF's going to win this football game.
No, they're not.
You're going Tulane. I like it. Yeah, let me tell you, UCF will win this game.
Whoa.
Listen to me.
Georgia at Mississippi State?
Yeah, that's one to circle. Yeah.
Oh. Oh.
You think Georgia might lose?
Oh, man.
You think they might lose?
I mean, Georgia's defense is so good, though.
I'm going to tell you why they're not going to lose. Let me tell you why Georgia wins this game real quick. I want you to think about last week for just a half a second. Think about...
Yeah, that's it.
Think about that score, 39-33. Think about the fact that at the end of the third quarter, or Yeah, at the end of the third quarter, it was 24-19, right? But going into halftime, it was 24-6. So to start off the second half, Mississippi State gave up 13 points and made this game close. Then they gave up 27 points in the second half after only giving up 6 to Auburn. Had to win this game in overtime.
I don't see Georgia losing.
No. That's why Georgia's going to win this game. That yeah, Auburn right. team should not have ever came back. That game should have never been close. Mississippi State should have blown them out, finished it off. And
might be a good game, though.
It might be a good game. I don't think so. I think Georgia wins easily.
Yeah. Oregon's getting their second loss, though.
Oh, you think so? Washington?
Major upset. Yeah.
Washington upset. At Oregon. You think they're going to lose at home?
That's Washington, just make it easy for the committee. And then, yeah, Oregon's going to get knocked out of the playoff right here.
Oregon's not losing at home.
All yeah, part of this to me is part of this to me is LSU getting the help we need right now.
Yeah, well, it ain't happening there.
Just
I'm
in
sorry.
Case we beat Georgia.
It's not happening there. Oregon's too hot right now. Oregon's on a roll. They're not losing that game at home. There's no way. Bo Nix is playing out
Kansas
of his mind.
Kansas State and Baylor.
Yeah, Kansas State at Baylor. Same record.
I see Baylor getting another win.
Yeah, I honestly do too. Honestly.
Just on the road, beat Oklahoma.
K-State, they got a huge win a couple weeks ago, and then they slipped up this past week. Baylor gets an upset at home. It's an upset.
And you
Baylor's
talked
favored,
about
by the
this
way.
One earlier.
Baylor's favored, by the way. 2.5-point favorite at home against number 19.
You talked about this one earlier.
Yep.
TCU, I think Texas is favored by 7.
I think they're at home, and I think they get it done.
Texas,
I really do.
Yeah.
TCU struggled too much here recently, and now they're going to play a football team that you struggle against. You're not coming back.
Why are tickets $5? Hey, bro, you trying to go to Texas Saturday?
For your birthday? Let's do it.
$5?
That's too far of a drive, dude. That is so far of a drive.
Oh, that's to get in the stadium is $5.
Yeah.
It's not even a seat.
It'd still be fun to just be there. Tell me you don't want to go to DKR. That'd be awesome. North Carolina.
That's in the stadium. It's kind of nice.
North Carolina at Wake Forest. Hold up.
Yeah, Wake Forest going to get that dub. North Carolina's going to get
knocked
off their pedestal.
Yeah, I think so. That struggle last week did it for me. You struggled against Virginia. Give me Wake Forest. Upset. Florida State at Syracuse. Florida State's 7-point favorite.
Florida State needs to keep winning.
They need to, but I got Syracuse getting a win at home here. You going with Florida State?
I don't see it. Yeah.
You don't see it. Well, that's because you're blind. You're blinded by the help that
Stanford
LSU needs. Stanford at Utah.
Stanford at Utah.
That Utah wins this game. I'm not picking it. Same thing with this next one. Arizona at UCLA.
I'm not picking Arizona
at
UCLA.
Yeah, at UCLA will win that game.
All right, let's go through the ACC. Never mind. Big 12? There's
nothing good.
Oklahoma at West Virginia.
Yeah, I mentioned this one. It might be
a good
game.
One.
It might be a good game. I'm going to go with Oklahoma.
At this point.
Who's
desperate?
Oh, West Virginia.
Get it done. West Virginia, yeah.
I think Oklahoma's the better football team. West Virginia, though, I won't be surprised if they win this game. I really won't. Oklahoma's not a good football team. Iowa State
right,
or Oklahoma
some action
State?
Going on right now. Holy hell.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the action.
It's not entertaining enough, dude. But Iowa State at Oklahoma State. Oklahoma
the action's on right now, though.
Iowa State's a 1-point favorite at Oklahoma State. What?
Like, Oklahoma State done fell apart.
Yeah, hey. But how is Iowa State a 1-point favorite? They're 1-5 in the Big 12 and 4-5. The people in Vegas know something.
I got. You mentioned this one, A&M at Auburn.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody's got to
like Auburn. Auburn wins this.
Somebody's got to win. And I agree with you. I mentioned earlier, Jordan Harris.
South Carolina.
Jordan Harris sold out, man. Auburn's going to play out. They're going to have that same energy they had last week. South Carolina at who? At Florida?
Florida.
Give me the Gators, baby.
You don't think Beamer Ball? I think Beamer Ball gets it done.
I like the win Florida just had. I think that was huge to go on the road at A&M and get a win. And I think they continue to carry their momentum. I think Florida gets it done here. I was high on South Carolina.
Wrap up prediction. Yeah.
Is there anything going on in like any other conference? Hey, the Sun Belt fell apart. It's no longer the Fun Belt.
No, Fun Belt is a sad belt.
It's Coastal Carolina and Troy right now, currently in the Sun Belt. Interesting.
I was going to touch on the rankings. I was just going to say that LSU being at 7 is perfect.
I want to talk about the top 10. I want to talk about just thinking about it. Who has the most teams? The SEC has the most teams in the top 10, right? We have 4. So we have SEC has half the top 10.
And Ole Miss
right
is
now.
Right there.
Yeah, Ole Miss is 11. I think maybe Alabama being in the top 10, so I know people are mad about it, but you got to look at their 2 losses. It's to the number 7 team in the country on the road and the number 5 team in the country on the road, and it was
and
a combined
look
4
at who's
points.
Behind them. None of those teams are beating.
It was a combined 4 points. It's interesting to me. We've touched on a little bit TCU being at 4. I think that Tennessee probably should be at 4. But hey, I'm not on the committee. I think Michigan and Ohio State.
I mean, I'm sure
flip.
That was a lengthy discussion.
Oh, and I think Michigan should be 2 and Ohio State should be 3. Doesn't change much, I understand, but Ohio State's not your number 2 team in the country right now.
I understand why TCU is where they are, but these teams easily, even Alabama could be ahead of them easily. I'm just saying.
Who ahead of who?
TCU.
You think
like
Alabama
TCU
could
easily
be
just not be in the top 10?
I mean, I see your argument.
I understand they're undefeated.
Honestly,
if you,
really,
if,
all the committee
if you look
had
at
to
where
do,
these teams played, like
all the committee had to do was put Michigan at 2, Ohio State at 3, Tennessee at 4, and TCU at 5, and I'd be fine with the rest of it. There's an argument, in my opinion, that LSU could go above Oregon and be number 6 and Oregon be 7. There's an argument, in my opinion. But as hot as Oregon's playing, I know why they put them above them. That's fine. It's
I expected us at 7, but I wouldn't have been shocked if we were at 6 either.
Now, I will say Clemson still being in the top 10 surprises me. I really thought that Alabama would be sitting at 10, Ole Miss at 9, and then I had USC, LSU, or I had everything else the way it is, pretty much. Like I said, I had Tennessee at 4, I think, and Michigan at 2, so swap those. That was my prediction. I'm surprised Clemson stayed in the top 10. That was kind of an embarrassing loss, in my opinion. Notre Dame, after that win, though, they go from unranked to 20. And then Texas moves into 18. So, honestly, though, if TCU manages to get a win on the road this week at number 18, Texas, TCU goes on the road and gets that win. I mean, it can't continue to hate on them, right? Like, but I just don't see them doing it. They've been struggling too much. And I just – Clemson being in the top 10 just throwing me off. And I was trying to find, like, their way of doing it. But – because I was like, okay, they want all the undefeated teams in the top 4. And it goes 8-1 Tennessee at 5, 8-1 Oregon at 6. And then it's like, hey, LSU's at 7, 7-2. 8-1 USC, 7-2 Alabama, 8-1 – look at all the one-loss teams that are behind 2-loss teams. It's Crazy.
Yeah. Congrats to the Astros on your first championship, because your first one didn't count.
I hope they enjoy the pizza, the tradition that was started in, I think, 2014. The last year's World Series champion sends pizza to the front office of the new champion. So I hope they enjoy the Braves pizza. It's kind of funny considering they lost to the Braves last year.
I hope they spit on it.
Oh, man. Is that going to wrap this up?
Joey Logano won the championship.
We're talking about NASCAR. I went back and listened. Our top four was not close to what happened. So,
damn. That's bad for me, not for you.
It's kind of why we stopped talking about it, because we got it. It kind of went off. It went haywire. We weren't close.
Yeah, so what was it? Do you remember?
Oh, I put it. No, I didn't put it down. I put down who the final four were, and I went back and listened to our first episode where we talked about it. I can't remember.
We might have that for you next week.
Well, yeah, I'll look back into it. But also, college basketball tipped off yesterday. So we'll be getting into that one. We'll be getting into that one.
Give it about another week. Yeah.
Give it until conference play starts. Alabama's got Gonzaga coming up in December. We'll talk about. There's gonna be a lot going on over the next probably 2 months between football, college football getting to bowl season, postseason play, and college basketball will be getting going. And Tom Brady's divorced. It's a recurring
joke. We always got to end it on Tom Brady's divorce.
Recurring joke. Hey, he played better, though, after the divorce went official. He played a lot better. But I think he's definitely going to retire after this season. There's no way.
Women.
Ooh. I don't know about that one,
yeah. So that, I guess, wraps it up. For me...
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Maybe next week I won't sound like I smoke 12 packs a day.
Thank you guys for listening. Tune in next Thursday. We'll post next week's episode. We'll drop today's recording tomorrow morning. And then we'll be back.
Tomorrow morning, as in November 10th.
November 10th, around 10 to 11 a.m. It'll drop. I'm actually going
to
be off.
I don't know
work
why you're telling them when it drops when they're already going to listen to it.
I don't know. Maybe so they know for next every episode from here on out. Okay. I will be home from work
every
so
Thursday
listening to this episode. Bozos don't know how to pay attention on the road. Got rear-ended.
Yeah,
it is. It is what it is.
All right, let's wrap it up here.
Yep. Thank you guys for listening. Catch you next week.
Yep, thank y'all for listening. Go Tigers.